The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. John Reagan's with us. Alfio Lanuto was to be with us, and he spent the night traveling back from a meeting with Gun Owners of America. And so Alfio Lanuto will not be with us today, but we will have him back. He's exhausted from a long trip. So, John Reagan, welcome.
Good morning, Vincent.
John, Memorial Day, that's Monday, is a holiday that we observe here. It's usually the last Monday of May, and we honor the men and women who died serving in the U.S. military. Originally, this day was known as Decoration Day. And it originated in the years just after the Civil War. And in 1971, it became a federal holiday. And, you know, the war of northern aggression, the war between the states, also known as the Civil War, claimed more lives than any conflict in the United States history. And that's why we have the national cemeteries. The men who served on both sides suffered tremendously. Limbs were blown off. The mini ball, that one-inch long lead 53 caliber slug, solid soft lead slug, would just obliterate an arm or a leg. And people who were hit with the weapons of the war were really hurt, killed. The loss of life was tremendous. You know, if we had a conflict today where we had a 10% casualty rate, it would be considered a bloodbath. During the War of Northern Aggression, the war between the states, the Civil War, we had many battles, the North against the South, the North invading the South, where the casualty rate was 30%. And if you look at what happened during that awful time in the 1860s, the North built even more effective killing machines, bigger caliber weapons, bigger bore cannons. They even thought about having two cannons side by side with cannonballs with a chain attached to each cannonball. And if they could successfully fire, now we're talking about the North, if they could successfully fire and discharge simultaneously these two cannonballs separated by, let's say, 20 feet, with a chain attached, would cut a swath through the men and just cut them in half. What kind of a mind does it take to even think of engineering something like that? the guy who we put on a green piece of paper with a number 5 on it, Abraham Lincoln, also known as Honest Abe, invaded the southern states of America and ordered the killing of we the people. So when you think about Honest Abe, keep that in mind. A lot of men were killed. A lot of young men were killed at his hand. John Reagan, on Monday we celebrate Memorial Day. I'm not going to be on the air live on Monday. And I guess that means that you won't be either. But we'll do other broadcasts. I'm numb thinking about the loss of life that is engineered by a few people who are selected to be president. How can they sleep at night? How can they sleep at night? You know, and how can they... You know, you see George Bush and you say, what a good guy he is. You know, he goes and visits these people who are maimed and wounded and destroyed, and their families are destroyed, and he goes to the hospital. These guys are involved in engineering these wars. There's no need for these wars. There's absolutely no need. John, what would you like to talk about today?
Well, you know, Lincoln is the president that destroyed the 10th Amendment. Mm-hmm. It was him that declared that the states must do what the federal government wants to by military force. And you know, it's interesting that he's praised for the Emancipation Proclamation to free the slaves. Well, the problem is that the Confederate States of America was a different country. It'd be like our president freeing the political prisoners of China. It, you know, he has no authority for that. But in addition, what tends to be glossed over there is while he freed the slaves in the South, he did not free the slaves in the North, the actual United States of America.
That didn't come
until later.
That's exactly right. And before we end this discussion about Lincoln and Memorial Day, I do have a piece I'd like to play. It's 4 minutes and 8 seconds long. It's something that I recorded. You know, I was so outraged at the federal government last year in October shutting down the World War II Memorial. I was outraged. It was all I could do to contain myself. So I recorded this piece and it ended up on YouTube. Ron Gibson is a guy who lives on the East Coast and he listens to this broadcast every day. He listens to Alex Jones, Mike Rivero, and I think one other, Ben Swan. And he records our broadcasts and post them on YouTube every day. It must be a full-time job for him. And I want to thank Ron Gibson for doing that. And just go to YouTube, just type in USA Prepares and you'll find it. And there's a link on our website, page 1, that'll take you to this clip that I'm going to play. But, you know, when we talk about Barry, you know, the golfer. Barry the golfer wants the ability to shut down the Internet. Now, that's not an original thought. Honest Abe Lincoln shut down the Internet during the war between the states, the War of Northern Aggression, the Civil War. Back then it was called the telegraph. But he shut down the Internet. He suspended habeas corpus. He imprisoned people without a trial. He did the same things that Barry wants to do, the golfer. So if you think about, you know, what a great president Abraham Lincoln was. You know, some people think that he was there to free the slaves. But obviously he wasn't, because he didn't free them in the North. And also, what he did was trample states' rights in the South. And I live near a little town called Drake's Branch, D-R-A-K-E-S, space, Branch, Virginia, little hamlet in Virginia. And the people there are still living the Civil War. And here's one of the reasons why. There's a railroad that goes through Drake's Branch. And it was built back then. And you can go there and see where the railroad track was heated up. They built, the North built a big fire on the railroad track so they could heat the rail and bend the rail, so that the trains could not provide supplies to the South. The South was starved out by the North, the horrors of war. This is the North invading the South at the will of green slip Federal Reserve note guy number 5, Abraham Lincoln, Honest Abe. So when you think about how great of a president he was, he ordered the slaughter of men, women, and children. Our own men, women, and children. Americans. Honest Abe.
You know,
Go ahead,
also points out what's different between then and now. Today, we have to ship our food in. If we don't have the transport system, the grocery stores will be totally out in 3 days. Actually, in an emergency, they clear out much faster than that. But back then, food was grown locally. And if we have such a crisis today, people will go hungry. And if there's nothing coming in, it gets really nasty really fast. Or you end up being dependent on what the government brings in and provides for you. Either way, it's not a pretty picture.
John, I'm going to play this 4-minute, 8-second clip right now. The federal government partial shutdown has taken a dire turn for our country. Politicians have shown their true colors. They've demonstrated that they are not on the side of we the people. Our World War II memorial belongs to us. It's a remembrance of the ultimate price many have paid. Losing life, limbs, many have been wounded, but all have been scarred for their entire lives. The National Park Service has been ordered to make life difficult.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. In no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us, the financial state of the union.com. And, John, let me, we've got enough time during the segment for me to play this, so let me play this.
The federal government partial shutdown has taken a dire turn for our country. Politicians have shown their true colors. They've demonstrated that they are not on the side of we the people. Our World War II memorial belongs to us. It's a remembrance of the ultimate price many have paid. Losing life, limbs, many have been wounded, but all have been scarred for their entire lives. The National Park Service has been ordered to make life difficult for us. Exactly who is responsible for these actions? My father volunteered to fight for our country in World War II to protect and defend her from the attack by the Imperial Japanese Navy.
Mute your mic.
His brothers enlisted.
Coughing's coming through.
All the men of fighting age in our family enlisted. My dear friend Paul, now deceased, recently would tell me over and over just how important that honor flight from Missouri to Washington, D.C. was. He had the opportunity in the final days of his life to visit the World War II Memorial. It was a memorial to him and those like him who fought to defend the United States of America. He rekindled friendships, the memories, the shared tears. All those serving in World War II who saw killing action were permanently scarred, including Paul and my father. The haunting memories of the burning bodies, the torn flesh, the rotting flesh were ever present until their deaths. And our federal government has set up barricades to keep wheelchaired veterans, 80 to 90-year-old men, and their chaperones out of our World War II memorial. Those same 80 to 90-year-old veterans served in the Army, the Navy, and the Marines. Veterans pushed their wheelchairs right through the barricades, the same way they acted to win World War II. And they have every right to do so. They have every right to be there. They're on public property. The federal government responded with a forklift and seven employees to erect more barricades. The federal government escalated with interlocking barricades wired together so our veterans without tools could not get through. Intentionally, the federal government locked down the World War II memorial so our veterans could not get through. Your National Park Service has been ordered by the federal government to block off walking and bicycle trails so you can't use them. They blocked off the home of our very first president, George Washington. That's located in Mount Vernon, Virginia. The property is not even government property. It belongs to the Mount Vernon Ladies Association. Your National Park Service has been told, make it difficult for us. And they are. My question to you is, are they trying to incite a riot by pushing us around? By pushing around men in wheelchairs who have built this country and prevented us from speaking Japanese and German? They won World War II for all of us. The federal government is out of control. Let me be very clear. I'm not advocating violence in any way, shape, or form from We the People. But I ask those of you in government, there will be a day when you will need to decide whether you will obey unlawful orders or not. And to the police, start thinking about all those tickets you're writing. Do you sleep well at night? Targeting your neighbors? Fining them with points? Increased insurance costs? Fees? Court costs? They can't afford it. We're in a depression. Do you think that those people who you fined and targeted will ever forget? We are America. We're in this together. I suggest you take that stick out of our eye. For more information, 7 hours, Monday through Friday, starting at 10 at night, USAPrepares.com radio network, right here. Okay. There you have it. That was a little piece that I did last year because of my outrage at what the federal government was doing to We the People. I'm still outraged. So Monday is Memorial Day. Let's keep in mind those who have lost their lives serving in the military. John Reagan?
Yeah, that remembers for me too. My father served in World War II, was on the Bataan Death March, and spent the war in Japanese POW camp. And while it wasn't the camp that killed him, it definitely had an effect on his health.
Yep, and my father was there liberating the men like your dad in the Philippines who suffered under that march. We'll be right back.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, brown beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. John and I are talking about Memorial Day. And John, you mentioned that your father was at the Bataan Death March, and I mentioned that my dad was involved in the liberation of those involved at the Bataan Death March, World War II. John, I remember very distinctly my dad saying a couple times in my life, just a couple times, he said, "You never forget the smell of the rotting flesh." And what he was talking about was the decaying bodies of the dead. And that's on both sides. That's the Japanese, and that's the Americans, and the Allied forces, who died and they were just rotting there, and their bodies smelled awfully. And I know what he's talking about. because when a cow dies, we bury that cow. And no matter how hard we try to bury that cow, there's still an odor with a dead cow as the flesh rots. And my dad's right. You never forget. And John, as I think about the horrors of war, I think about the evil that politicians harbor. And it doesn't seem like they're involved in the conflict, and they don't seem to get wounded. And, you know, of course you've got McCain, but for the most part, they're out of harm's way. I'm talking about the current politicians. Where would you like to go today?
Well, what those people sacrificed for makes you wonder if it was worth it. I've got bigger picture items posted on resources for USA Prepares today.
Okay.
The news tab, financialstateoftheunion.com.
Mm-hmm.
And first up is Christianity torture? And this link discusses the UN Convention Against Torture, which may be used to criminalize the pro-life movement and actually many other parts of Christianity. For the purposes, the term torture means an act that includes severe pain or suffering, whether physical or mental, and this can be for intimidating or discriminating against a person, discrimination of any kind, when such pain or suffering inflicted by or at the instigation or with the consent or acquiescence of a public official or other person acting in an official capacity. So you think that last line may give us an out because the government's not telling us that we can do this. Well, that's explicit permission. But if the UN comes in and says, you know, you're causing people all this anguish because of your Christian beliefs, you got to shut up. And the government is guilty because they're not cracking down on this. The implicit permission that's being given, we could see the same kind of laws here that have gone into effect in Canada and Europe and elsewhere around the world. Our First Amendment is just as endangered as the Tenth was.
Now, let me see if I've got this right. We're talking about discussing pro-life as being torture, but we're not saying that if you take a medically approved coat hanger, insert that into a woman, and scramble the body of an unborn person, that's not torture. Is that
no,
what
that's freedom of choice.
Okay. So, we are now in a climate where up is down, black is white, in is out, good is bad. It's backwards. It's absolutely backwards. And George Orwell told us that this would happen. Newspeak. And here it is. We have Newspeak. And Newspeak is the term for exactly left is right is left, up is down is up, black is white. The lie is the truth is the lie. Newspeak. And where is this coming from? It's not coming from we the people. It's coming from what we perceive to be higher up the food chain, which is really these bottom feeders, these criminals who are programming the media to teach us that wrong is right. And that's one of the reasons why I believe that we have crime in this country. And what about these politicians who steal from us? We talked on the previous hour today about rigged contracts, greasing the skids, funneling government money from we the people into greedy corporations who will bribe and pay off politicians so that they can get more. Whatever happened to building a better mousetrap, doing a better job, being rewarded for real performance? Not this fake performance where, like cops are forced into giving tickets. And it reminds me of a lunch I had this week. And I mentioned this on the air. I was at a Chinese restaurant in Rolla, Missouri, with our son. And I talked to some police. And I have to be careful how I say this. Let me say it this way. I met a man who is in the police business. And he knows when he's going to retire. To the day. And that's when he said he will get his opinion back. Being in the police business, you're not even allowed to have an opinion. You can't have an opinion. You're there to just inflict whatever the higher-ups in your organization want you to inflict. And if you don't do it, you're going to Siberia. Or you're not going to advance. Or you're not going to get a promotion. Or you can't take your vacation. There will be something or some things that will happen to you as a result of doing a good job, which means protecting and serving. But if you don't do the inflicting of the tickets and the torture, then you won't rise through the ranks. And that's why we have so many bad cops. We've got bad cops. We've got bad government. And John, there are people who live in the community where I live who think that I'm anti-government. I'm not anti-government. I'm bad. Anti-bad government. Anti-bad government. That's what I'm against. And that's what I'm trying to alert people that's happening all around us. And that's why I think all of you who are part of this class should consider running for some kind of office. And I say it over and over, and I am not kidding. If you have children in school, in the public training camp, if you've got your child or your children in there, then you darn well better run for the school board. So that you can protect your children. Is there something that's more important to you once a month than going to those meetings for a couple of years? Is there something more important than I doubt it? I doubt there's anything more important to you than your children. So run for office. What are the qualifications? You probably have to live in your county and have a pulse. Do you know that when I ran for school board office, I called the National School Board Association. I said, what are the qualifications? And they said, well, you have to live in your county and be over, I think, 28 years old. And I said, okay. So it's okay that I'm a convicted felon? And they said, you're a convicted felon? And I said, no, actually I'm not. But if I were, it'd be okay, right? And they said, well, yeah. So I ran for school board office. I put one ad in the paper. And I said, fire the entire school board. One director at a time. Consider voting for Vincent Finelli, the only candidate who won't make your child urinate in a cup. And I put that in the paper. I got a small percentage of the votes. Nobody knew who I was. So who did they reelect? A convicted felon. Really? No kidding. So you really need to get out there and let people know that you are on the side of the children and that you're going to say no. And you're going to say no to the more and more and more costs that are involved in educating, allegedly, children. John, maybe that's something we should talk about. How much does it cost? How much does it cost to put a child in a public training camp?
That's the second link, which goes back to a post that you put up this past week. DC schools $29,349 per pupil per year, and the result is 83% of them are not proficient in reading.
You know, how's that possible? How is it possible that that the people are not revolting in Washington, D.C., where it's almost $30,000? I'm talking about public school. I'm not talking about Harvard. I'm talking about Washington, D.C. public schools in the 2010-2011 school year. Just under $30,000 per child. And 83% are not proficient in reading. There should be a riot of the parents saying, "Are you kidding? My child can't read. What are you guys doing?" Fire the superintendent. Fire the principals. Fire the teachers. Top to bottom. Clean house. Are you kidding? They have 83% of the children in Washington, D.C. are condemned to a life of failure because they can't read. Why would any parent allow that? Why isn't there a revolution, a riot, right there, right now?
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Henry Ford once said, "A man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time." Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take? When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us. The Financial State of the Union.com. The Financial State of the Union.com. John, I just want to share for about 20 seconds why I ran for the school board in our county. Same county I'm running for sheriff in 2 years. The reason is because the school had six textbooks in the agriculture class. And I asked the agriculture teacher, how come our son isn't getting homework? He said, well, we only have six books. And I said, well, okay, why don't you give students homework where they can do the homework over the weekend or over the week and circulate the books among the students so they each get the books to take home for a while, a day, overnight. And he said, nah. So I was so outraged that the school would not buy books, but they wanted to waste $180,000. They asked me if I could help them figure out how to spend $180,000 on computers. And I said, have you lost your mind? You've got more computers than you can say grace over, and you don't have books for students in the agriculture class. So I wanted to fire the superintendent for making bad educational decisions, wasting money. And so that's why I ran for school board office. And, of course, I was not elected. But they panicked. They absolutely panicked. They knew that I was in the business of cleaning house there if I were elected. And that's what you should do. You should run for office and put the fear of God in them. John Reagan, I'm looking at the statistics. The numbers on that post that you're referring to are outrageous. For grammar school, elementary school, middle school, high school education, up to $30,000 in the United States per student per year, it's out of control. Back to you.
Well, you also consider to put a child through grades 1 through 12 in Washington, D.C., that would be over $350,000. I went and checked the fee structure at Texas A&M University at Commerce, which is where I got my master's in finance from in 2010. And you could get a four-year degree for about 10% of that.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's why I don't understand why the parents of these uneducated children aren't screaming, demanding that everyone in administration, the entire school board office, be fired in Washington, D.C. Every single person should be fired, starting with the secretary, because and going all the way, you know, from the top guy all the way down, from the superintendent of schools all the way down to the secretary. Fire every single person. Clean house. And maybe the children might be educated. John, I have seen the results of what has happened when we neglect our children in school. I have seen examples firsthand this week. I've seen examples this week at our farmhouse of what happens when young people who have graduated high school have been passed along, passed, neglected by their teachers, and they're condemned to a life of working in a factory if they could get a job where they do menial tasks. It's outrageous. And why the parents aren't reacting is beyond me. Absolutely beyond me. I yanked my son out of that school. I said to him, are you kidding? You're getting dumber by the minute. We got to get you out of there. And I did. I got him out of there. And I talked to other parents and I said, I'll take your child to another school. But we're going to take our child. They didn't want to do it. I can't believe it. They've condemned their own son to a life of misery. And he's a nice guy. John Reagan, we've got a couple seconds left.
You know, it's not much better here in Dallas, almost $13,000 a year, which is over $150,000 for a career.
John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us today. You know, it's been kind of a sobering broadcast. Our country's in a mess. Run for office, all of you, please. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thanks so much, John Reagan.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.